for shepherds camping in the neighborhood. They had set night watches over their sheep, and suddenly God's angel stood among them, and God's glory blazed around them. And the angel said, "Do not be afraid." Christmas comes, doesn't it, in a real blaze of glory. It comes with a whiz and a bang and all kinds of excitement. And yet, I was talking to somebody today, and I was saying, you know, in just a few days, it will all be over. All the preparations, everything that we've done, it'll all be over. It's Sunday today. 8 days. We'll have opened most of our presents. 8 days we'll have eaten most of the food. 8 days we'll have watched all the things that we thought were going to be good and turned out not to be. And then all of a sudden, we'll be into 2018. And the flash of Jesus being born will have disappeared. And we'll have to wait for another year. What kind of a God is that? That comes in a flash, that comes in just a blaze of glory, and then what? Maybe that's perhaps what you think about God. Maybe that's sometimes how God feels to you. But I want to suggest to you tonight that God isn't quite like that. I want to suggest to you that we have a God who does things differently. I want to hope that this works. There we go. We don't have a God who just comes in a flash. We have a God who invades us completely. It isn't a flash that just comes and goes and stays around. If you need to move, then feel free. This isn't smoke like just went off. This is different. Our God is not the God of a flash that disappears, but he is the God of what we read in Psalm 139. This is what the psalmist writes. "O Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts, even when I am far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything that I do. You know what I am going to say, even before I say it, Lord. You go before me and follow me. You place your hand and blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go to the grave, you are there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me and your strength support me." We have a God who just invades us, who surrounds us. We have a God who says, "Breathe me in." It's just sugar. This, okay? It smells of toffee if you're up that end. This is not a God who disappears. This is a God who surrounds and gets into our clothes. This is a God who gets into our lives. This is a God we cannot escape from. It may be that you come here just once a year for this service or another service like it. And you think that when you leave, you can leave it all behind and you can escape God. But you can't. Somewhere under here is the girls' choir. See, if you just didn't flap, it would stay on the ground if you just didn't flap. But our God travels with you. Our God wants to make his home in your life from the very beginning to the very end. Our God doesn't want just to see you once a year, because that's enough. Don't flap it and it'll just travel on the floor. That's what it will do. The more you flap, the more it'll get to you. Honestly, It will. When you come for the carol service, God says to you, now is your chance to begin to know me better. I came and was born so that you could experience me, not just at Christmas, but for the whole of your life. To be completely surrounded, to get lost in God. Maybe that frightens you. Maybe being caught up in the fog of God, in the Spirit of God, is something that you think, I don't know if I want to do this. It's all a bit scary. I find that I'm breathing differently. I find that I can't see the things I thought I could see. But God says, be safe in me. Let me surround you. I know everything about you. You cannot escape me. One day, we will all come to meet God, and we'll have to decide then what that's all about. Have we made the right choices in life? Have we left God being a flash once a year? Or have we set ourselves to be in the midst of him, allowed him to be around us and surround us? The psalmist says, you cannot escape God. Why would we try? He bathes us in his love and his Spirit. And I promise you, that's more pleasant than this fog. And I promise you that it's more invasive and long-lasting than this fog. It's all travelling its way out to the back doors, I think. It's moving quite fast that way. Here, in this room, tonight, some of you are getting the full effect of this, and some of you on the edges are not. But God says, I'd love it if you all were to come into the middle. If you all, girls, do you want to just sit to the side a bit if you're actually choking to death? The little one who's choking the most, fortunately, her father is a lung physician, so that's quite handy. If he was here, I should think he'd have something to say to me. Don't let God's blessings, don't let God's Spirit, don't let God's presence be something that you think you can escape from, because it isn't. Breathe it in. Let it wash over you. Let it cover you. Let God's love tonight not just be a flash, not just be a moment for Christmas, but let it be something that surrounds the whole of your life. Let it be something that transforms you. God knows you from the beginning and to the end, and all he wants to do is bless your heart. Let's switch this off. There we go. When the shepherds saw the angels and they were terribly afraid, the message that came to them was, do not fear, do not fight it, do not walk away from it. Go find it, experience it and know it. Go right into the midst of where Jesus is, right into the stable where he is, and be known forevermore as those who saw him first. For each of us tonight, we are given the opportunity to know God in all his fullness, to be those who have met him and seen him, to be those who live amongst his Spirit. For the shepherds, it was a tremendous experience. Great joy filled their hearts. They were never the same again. You can be sure of that. What about you and what about me? Tonight, will we make a decision to ever be the same again? Tonight, that decision is ours to make. We can meet the newborn Jesus, and we can hold on to him as he holds on to us forever and ever. His Spirit is there to surround you, to cover you, to fulfill you and to empower you. All you and I have to do is breathe the Lord in, take His Spirit into our hearts, know Him surrounding us for His presence, and see what difference that makes to our lives. Not just the flash of the moment, but the lifelong, everlasting fulfillment of Christ's presence around us and in us every day. Shall we pray? Loving Heavenly Father, thank you that your Holy Spirit is there for us all the time. Thank you that the great bang and flash of Christmas is not the end of the story, but that we can travel on knowing you as you have known us through our whole lives. Father, I pray that we would turn to you tonight and ask that we would walk with you hand in hand all the rest of our lives. Amen.